Bachaval. With your permission. In 2 weeks is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a very special hug. What makes it special, the halachot of Hanukkah are very different than all the halachot that we know. The Gemara says a few halachot in Shulchan Aruch about Hanukkah. The first one, the original halacha of Hanukkah was established by Chachamim. This was a year after Am Yisrael won the Greeks. They decided the celebration of Hanukkah should be every year, and every person should light one candle every night in a family. This was the original one. He said, you want to remember the miracle of the can of the oil, the pitcher of the oil that's supposed to last one night, lasted 8 nights. This is the miracle of Hanukkah. Chachamim said, from now on, this is Hanukkah, light candles. First night one, second night one, every night one. And then Chachamim also came up with the idea that maybe should do better. But the Gemara calls it extra beauty. Mehadrin mina mehadrin. And three levels, says the Gemara. So level number one, as we mentioned before, but the Gemara jumped to level number three as well. And the Gemara says that in the first night we light one, the second night two, until the eighth night we light eight. This is something we don't find in any other mitzvah that Hashem gave us, that people, even though the halacha is one candle per night is sufficient, Chachamim said, if you want to do better, please do better. And the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch brings the halachot of Hanukkah, doesn't even bring level one. The Shulchan Aruch just jumps into level three, even though there is a level one. Somebody is doing the mitzvah 100% perfect if he lights every night one candle. If you want to beautify the mitzvah, the Gemara said, okay, so you can do, you add every night a candle. But Shulchan Aruch does just avoid stage one at all. Rambam. At the end, he said, that's what our minhag. This is the first night one, the second night two, etc. So it's very special mitzvah must be. The second thing the Gemara says, Salachan Shulchan Aruch, this is no excuse for a person not to light because he doesn't have funds. If somebody doesn't have money, he doesn't have to buy tefillin, borrow money to buy tefillin, or rent himself out to work in a gas station to earn minimum wage to buy tefillin. You don't have, you don't have. That goes on all the mitzvot. Tefillin, talit, mezuzah, chululav, etrog, shofar, matzah, all the mitzvot. You don't have to do it. Kiddush for Shabbat. I don't have it. Hashem does not expect you to go take loans or equity line in the bank to for the mitzvot. Few mitzvot, mainly from Chachamim. Chachamim said you ought to do it. You got to do it if you can't. If you can't afford it, go rent yourself out to work any job. If you can't find any job, go take your clothing. Go take your jacket, put it in a pawn shop, and get the money and get oil to light a Hanukkah candle. This is what's so important about it. Advertise the miracle. Advertise the miracle. You know what? I'll stand outside and I'll sing Hanukkah, Hanukkah, and I'll eat something. So we're going to have to finish. You have to light candles for. You want me to advertise Hashem? I go outside and I dance with Mao Zedong on the street. Same thing. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, no, you got to do this. So why I got to do this? What's important about it? Also, it's a little bit strange the way it's in our history. The Gemara says, Rashi says, there were 13 Chashmonaim altogether, the fourth, maybe millions of soldiers on elephants.
You have to remember that the Greeks ruled the Eretz Yisrael 180 years. Hanukkah did not come in 5 minutes. 180 years they ruled us, and most of the Jews, most of them became Greeks. Most of it. 13 out of millions of Jews, 13, decided to go and rebel and to send the Greeks back to Greece. If you ask somebody, what is the biggest miracle? Chase millions of soldiers by 13 people, or come to the Tamigdash and you find a little can of oil, which should last for one night and lasted for 8 days. Big deal. You can't compare the miracles. Not only that, comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you some information about the Tamigdash. The Gemara says, the Tamigdash was always full of miracles. Full of miracles. Millions of people came, and everybody had spat. The Gemara said, no ladies had a miscarriage over there from the smell of the meat. They never saw a fly over there. And the smoke of the ktoret, of the spices, always went straight. And the wind never blew out the fire on the altar. List the Mishnah and Pirkei Avot, the Gemara said, list of miracles. You want to know miracles about oil? Says the Gemara, tell you when you open Bet HaMikdash. Second Bet HaMikdash, Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen HaGadol. He did the menorah once, and all his life, 40 years, the menorah was on. The machloket, if the whole menorah was on, or just the western candle was on. But it's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah. It's not the first thing, it's the first time happened miracles in Bet HaMikdash. With oil. 40 years, not eight nights. We're talking about 40 years. The candle was on without adding any oil. So now, you say, celebrate Chanukah. What happened Chanukah? Eight nights the candle was on. 8 nights? We had 40 years candle on. 40 years. Gemara says another episode. Amichanina's Gana Kohanim said in his time was a drought and they couldn't find any olives to make oil. So the menorah was on for 1 year. 1 year the menorah was on. The menorah was always full of miracles. Here you have Chanukah. Says, why you have Chanukah? Says, well, you know what happened? The Hashmonaim came to Bet HaMikdash and they wanted to light the menorah and they couldn't find any kosher oil because the Greeks touched all the oils. They were taught and told by Jewish people that decided to teach the Greeks how to get rid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bet HaMikdash. Jewish informers. So they said, finally they found one little can. So, lasted for 8 nights. I could say in America, a big deal. 40 years the menorah was on in time Shimon HaTzadik. 1 year in time of Hinnom's Gano Kohanim. Constantly miracles. That's not a miracle. If you ask me, I would say the miracle is the 13 soldiers and not train one in a special unit in the Israeli army. And the Rabbanim, 13 Rabbanim took swords and they chased out hundreds of thousands to millions soldiers. It's a much bigger miracle. Nevertheless, it's not even mentioned in the Gemara, the miracle of this. Mentioned Gemara says, my Chanukah. Gemara says, you want to know what Chanukah is? I'll tell you what happened. They came to Bet HaMikdash, they couldn't find oil, they found a little can, and the can was enough for one night, lasted for 8 nights. It doesn't even say anything about the war. Nothing. So how can you not say anything about the war? The main thing, the main miracle is the war. And then another very special halacha in Chanukah that you don't find any other place is Haroeh. The Gemara says it's Haroeh in Shulchan Aruch. Somebody was stuck someplace and there's no oil to be gotten. So all the stores are closed. He just came out down from a flight and he comes home. He won't be able to light. The halacha is that if he sees any menorah on, he can say the bracha. He can't say the bracha lehadlik ner Chanukah. Can't say bracha, I'm going to light, because you don't go to light. But you say, Al HaNisim. You say, Shasa Nisim La'avotinu. You say, bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Kamech Olam. Shasa Nisim La'avotinu. You say, Al HaNisim. What Al HaNisim? You didn't light anything. What kind of... What's a special halacha b'Chanukah? when you see the menorah by somebody else, and you will not be able to light that night, you should recite the bracha. The first night, two brachot. You can say Shechiyanu too. You didn't light. It doesn't matter. It's called Haroeh. The one that sees also. Very strange thing. Where do you get this? How come only this mitzvah? Can you imagine somebody doesn't have a lulav network? Couldn't get it. He comes to Beit HaKnesset and says, oh, let me say Shechiyanu on your lulav. Shechiyanu, my lulav? I'm not going to shake your lulav. No, no, no. I'm allergic to lulav. I just see, look at the lulav. I see a sukkah. Can I say bracha when I see a sukkah? When I see a shofar, can I say no such thing? Never. Here's a very special halacha. You see a Hanukkah candle by somebody else, and you're not going to light your own menorah for any good reason, and say bracha without doing anything. Just say the bracha. Don't say it to light, because you don't light. But say, Shasani Simavotin Hashem, he made miracles. So what do you have to do with the bracha? He didn't light anything. It's a special halacha. And Chachamim say, according to one opinion, Mashiach will come, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, and maybe Yom Kippur will be cancelled. Purim will stay for sure, and some Chachamim said Chanukah as well. So very powerful. What's so powerful about Chanukah? You should celebrate years and years and years, because they found a little can of oil. So what? That's the reason to make a holiday. If you tell me you were saved from the Greeks, you won't save from the Greeks. The Greeks didn't want to kill you. And Purim, at least, you know, the reason for the holiday. Haman wanted to destroy us, okay? The Greeks never wanted to destroy us. As long as you became a Greek, they love it. They take you to Acropolis, they take you to Athens. Perfect. They didn't have anything against you. They just wanted you to respect their god, their idol. Nothing. So what is the celebration? What is the celebration? What celebration of what? Just a matter of time. So what? Just a matter of time. And the Rambam in his commentary, when he talks about Chanukah, he says it's a very, very dear mitzvah. As a person should know, the mitzvah is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Halel. I says, what is it all about? Can you go to job? The Rambam says, yeah, you have to go to job. You don't stay home and say Chanukah. No, for the children. The grown-up, the Gemara says, no way, go to the job. He says, what do you go to the job? Make me holiday. Why Purim says no go to the job. Shanaur said if you go to the job on Purim, you don't see any bracha, any blessing in the money that you can make on Purim. Hanukkah, the opposite. Go get a job on Hanukkah. Go get a job on Hanukkah. I want to celebrate Hanukkah. That's celebration. Light the menorah, say Halel, go to work. Very strange chag. This is Parashat Vayishlach. The Torah tells us a story that Yaakov Avinu is on the way home. Last week he left Laban's house, he's on the way home. He goes, he comes to a little brook, a little river, and the Gemara said he made himself as a bridge. He stood in the center and he moved his belonging from one side of the brook to the other side. And after he moved everything, the Torah says, and he was already on the other side with his children, his wives, and all the belongings, and all the sheep and cattle, and all. He had 1.2 million dogs, Yaakov Avinu. Can you imagine how many sheep he had? So all of a sudden, you remember that he forgot a few cans on the other side of the river. So he crossed to the other side. He crossed to the other side to get the cans. An angel is there, dressed like a person. Starts wrestling with him, fighting with him. Why are you wrestling with me? What's the problem? Man said, he told him, you made a promise to Hashem to give 10%, 20% to Hashem, and you didn't give it. I says, did Hashem send you? No, Hashem didn't send me. Yeah? Well, I just came out myself. I said, what is your business? What is your business if I gave Maaser or not? Why, you're the chief rabbi, you're Rosh Hashanah Tzion. Mind your business. Start wrestling with him, the Torah says. And the Gemara says the wrestling was very hard, doesn't say how many hours in the night, until dawn. Until dawn, then Yaakov was able, so called, to tie him up. So the guy, the Gemara says it's an angel. An angel, very strange thing. You can overcome an angel?
Gemara says, who is angel? Moshe, this is the devil, Malach HaMavet. He says, Saro Shel Esav, the angel that represents Esav in Shamayim. So, can you overcome an angel? What does it mean exactly? Understand, we had Parshat Vayera, angels, you know, they get dressed like people, understand. Okay, fine. So the guy picks up a body from one of the cemeteries and he got inside. This, you know, you have people on the street walking today, they're not people. Not people. Shedim, ISIS, they're not people. So this guy is not a real guy, but he's an angel. He has a motor inside. The motor that drives his body is an angel. So you can overcome an angel. Why overcome an angel? You want me to fly back? You think you can fight an angel? So the Torah says, yeah, Yaakov fights with him and overcome him. The Torah says, the angel asks Yaakov, he says, you have to release me right now because I have to go upstairs, I have to sing. It's time for me to sing. And Yaakov said, I'm not letting you out. But you have to give me a blessing. Yaakov realized and recognized this angel that he is the angel that represents Esav. So Yaakov said, I want you a bracha. I said, what bracha? You want a bracha that you person downstairs, Esav, will agree finally that I am so-called the firstborn and the bracha that I got from my father, you should leave me alone about it. So the angel asked him, what's your name? In the text, in the Torah it says, in the Torah. I think about the Torah says, Himelo Mashmecha, the angel asked Yaakov, what's your name? So what's my name? A few hours you're fighting with me, and you told me that you have a right to fight with me because I didn't fulfill the neder. What do you mean you don't know who I am? Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov said, my name is Jacob. So then she says, oh no, your name is Jacob? Okay, we'll change your name to Israel. You won me, and you won Laban, and you're going to win Esav. So what do you mean? He asked him, what's his name? It's in the text. He asks him, what's your name? I said, what's my name? You an angel? You ask me, what's my name? And he goes to kill people. He knows everybody. Hashem tell him, go kill somebody. Go to Washington, kill somebody. So he knows who he's going to kill. He doesn't have to look on the mailbox. An angel knows everything. Now all of a sudden, he doesn't know who it is. And what are you fighting about? What? Because Yaakov didn't pay. What business you have? Last week, Parsha, Yaakov had a dream. There's the Gemara, what the dream was all about. Gemara said he saw a ladder in the dream, and he saw angels coming up and down. The Gemara says, what angels coming up and down? Gemara said, first he saw an angel that had a label, and says Iraq, Babel. So that angel he saw in the dream, he climbs 70 steps on the ladder, and then he falls down. That resembled what we're going to go through. It's called Galut Babel, the exile of Babel, 70 years. After this guy falls down, Yaakov see another one climbs up, 52 steps and falls down. Moshe says, this is 52 steps, this is the angel that represents the nation Paras Umadai. Achashverosh and his colleagues, they ruled Eretz Israel about 52 years. Then he sees another one climbs 180 steps and falls down. This is the angel that represents Greece. He wore under the Greeks 180 years. Yaakov gets up in the morning after he sees the dream and he took the stone that he was lying next to it. He says, you see this stone? It's going to be Beit HaMikdash. What has to do with Beit HaMikdash? Well, I slept in this place and I saw this ladder and then Hashem came to me. That's a very holy place over here. Torah says he took oil and he poured oil on the monument. He said, you know what? This stone is going to be Beit HaMikdash. What? So, since when you pour oil on monument? You want? Torah would say this week's parasha that Yaakov poured oil and wine. Okay, wine. Wine they used to pour on the altar. In Beit HaMikdash, they used to pour wine. So, okay. Oil? Why are you pouring oil on the monument? He said, this is going to be. Comes the Gemara and tell us a statement like this. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov. Hashem told Yaakov, Yaakov, you gave your life for the can for me.
for me? What do you mean for me? Means when Yaakov crossed the brook and he realized he forgot some cans, he decided he wants to go back. And he goes back, Hashem says, Yaakov, you know what you did for me? You did something for me. For you? What do you mean for you? I forgot some things that belongs to me. They belong to me, those things. No, Yaakov, Hashem said, no, you did it for me. And you sacrificed yourself for this. Hayecha, Hashem said, I swear in your life, and I'm going to give your children the opportunity to light the menorah in the time of the Chashmonaim with a little can of oil. Says the Gemara, somebody's going to ask you, what is Hanukkah all about? So you go back to the roots. Hanukkah was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov Avinu, it's going to be Hanukkah. When Yaakov Avinu went back to get the cans that he forgot. Obviously, cans. When you went cans, what was in the can? Cans means oil. It means like this. After Yaakov moved to the other side, all his belongings, he remembered he forgot some cans of oil on the other side. He goes to get it. So, Yaakov, why do you get it? Why? Gemara says, because Tzadikim says the Gemara, the value, the fortune, the possession, whatever they own, they don't want to give it to waste. Chaviv aleim amonam kegufam, says the Gemara. Hashem gives money to the one that watches the money. If somebody wastes his money, Hashem takes the money away from him. So Tzadikim, the Gemara says, they watch the money. So Yaakov goes back to get it. He says, what do you mean? It means, why Yaakov doesn't go buy new cans of oil? He needs the oil. So why do you need the oil? I need oil because when I go to Eretz Israel, in a few months I'll get there, and I'll get to that monument that I poured the oil before I left to Laban's house. I want to pour more oil. I says, I'm going to get back the cans. So, Yaakov, what do you need the oil for? Why do you need oil? Says the Gemara, let me tell you, the most valuable and important vessel in Beit HaMikdash is the menorah. That's what Israel chose, the menorah as a symbol of Eretz Israel. The Gemara, what's so great about the menorah? The Gemara says, what's so great about the menorah? The Gemara says, every night they used to light the menorah. In the morning, every morning, at least one candle was on. Says the Gemara, people used to come to Beit HaMikdash, visitors, and used to tell them, you want to see, Hashem is inside here. And the Shekhinah is here. The miracles that happened to Beit HaMikdash with the menorah, it's outstanding. That miracle, the menorah was on 40 years in time Shimon HaTzadik. That miracle, every night, the menorah had 8-7 candles, in the morning at least one was still on. That miracle in time Kohanim, that the menorah was on 1 year because they couldn't find any olives. The root of those secrets started by Yaakov Avinu. What do you mean Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu gave his life. Not gave his life. He made an effort to go back, to cross to the other side. Hashem said, because you decided to go to the other side to get oil for me, because he is going to pour it on the monument, because he tells Hashem, listen, this monument is going to be Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash, the most important part is oil. I got no menorah here. Judaica was closed. So, what I did is I poured oil on the monument to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know the most important part of Beit HaMikdash is the menorah. Because the menorah resembled HaKadosh Baruch Hu, resembled the Torah as well, says the Ari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforted Aaron HaKohen, they opened the Mishkan, that Aaron did not participate. Hashem told me, you're going to light the menorah, you're going to clean the menorah. The menorah is the most important part in Beit HaMikdash. Says the Torah, let me tell you what happened. Yaakov gets up in the morning after he had a dream. He says, what dream I had? I had a dream that the angel that represents Yavan, Greece, he's going to climb up 180 steps, he's going to fall down. You know why he's going to fall down? He's going to fall down because of a can of an oil. A few cans of oil that I went back to get them, Hashem granted Yaakov with the holiday of Hanukkah. So the whole Chanukah stands on the cans that Yaakov forgot and gave back. And all the miracles that you see in the Tanakh, with oil, Eliyahu Navi, Elisha Navi. And you have other miracles with oil. It's all because Yaakov's effort to go back. So actually, what it means, the Gemara says, that this angel that represents Esav really, that at that time was not Rome yet. Rome is called Italia Shel Yavon. Gemara says it was not Rome on the map. And Shlomo married the daughter of Paro. The Gemara says Gabriel came and got a stick and stuck it in the Mediterranean Sea. Mediterranean Sea, picked it up, and Rome is on the map now. Rome was never on the map. And he used to call Rome Italia Shel Yavon, the Rome of Greece. And that angel saw the cans over there. He dived down. Who is this angel? This is the angel of Greece. He doesn't want Yaakov to get it. Because those cans will grant Yaakov's children to have Hanukkah, to chase all the soldiers out of the country. Someone is going to ask you, well, what happened on Hanukkah? One thing happened on Hanukkah. The can of oil saved us. It's not because we chased the Greeks and then we found a can of oil. No. Hashem planned the time of Yaakov Avinu already. Hashem told Yaakov, remember, your children one day will find a can of oil. That is the goal. This is not a consequence of the war. The main thing of Hanukkah is the oil. This is because of the effort of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore comes the Gemara and says, look, this is so important, Hanukkah, that you light the menorah. Because you light the menorah, you don't say, okay, I light the menorah because Hashem made a miracle. No, no, no. It's because you have to go back to the roots. He says, why you light the menorah? You have Hanukkah. He says, why you have Hanukkah? Because your grandfather, Yaakov, a few thousand years ago, he made an effort to go back to get cans, to pour on the monument, because the most important part in Beit HaMikdash is the menorah, and he is so-called, in the middle of the night, he went to the other side, he could have forgotten. He says, forget about it. I don't have oil. I don't have oil. Maybe I'll get oil when I get to Israel. Maybe I don't get oil when I get to Israel. So his effort, says the Gemara, granted us with the holiday of Hanukkah. Therefore, the Gemara says, Hanukkah is so important. The Rambam says, Hanukkah is such a dear mitzvah. And Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara says, listen, try to beautify it more and more. It means make more effort in the mitzvah. Because that mitzvah was created by effort of Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, if you don't have enough money, the Gemara says, go, rent yourself out, go, put your jacket in the pawn shop. That's how important Hanukkah is. Because again, it's not because it was a miracle to the Hashmonaim. Who cares about it? Something happened 3,000 years ago. So what? 2,200 years ago. Who cares about it? No, you don't understand. That miracle only resembled what happened with Yaakov Avinu. And that actually, the Gemara says, the Torah says, that the angel was fighting with Yaakov, that Yaakov should not pick up the cans. That's what the fight is all about. But, what is, why are you coming? Who gave you a right to come here? I said, well, Yaakov forgot to fulfill his neder, his promise. He promised to Hashem he'll give Maaser. So he had a bad record, so called in Shamaim. He had a bad record. The Satan dived down, the Satan shall Esav, and said, don't touch the cans. I said, what do you mean, don't touch my cans? He said, I don't want you to touch it. He said, who are you? Well, Moyem. I'm going to tell you later why. Right now, I don't want you. And I said, no, I'm going to take it. The fight started. The effort that Yaakov made gave him the ability to overcome that angel. And that's what Chachamim said. The effort that the person does a mitzvah gives him a strength to fight death. To fight death. The Gemara says a few stories of people. The Satan came and he knocked on the door. And he said, I am here to take you on the Shama. And the guy said, get away from him. I think he went back to Hashem and said, the guy said, no. So he had to dress up like a poor person to ask for donation, says the Gemara. And he came to the door and knocked on the door. And the guy said, yeah, I need a donation. The guy said, oh, I give you a donation. So the guy said, you know, I'm really the devil. My job is to take you on the Shama. Why don't you want to give me on the Shama? You want to give me a donation? Here's my donation. The Gemara said, he gave him his neshama. But the effort that a person does in the mitzvot, the effort wins. It's what Ashuk Elulav. No, the effort to go get up early in the morning to Shuk Elulav. The effort to go and pay for the lulav and get the lulav, sukkah, tefillin, tzitzit, all the mitzvot, effort. That's what Hashem wants to see. Hashem wants to see the effort that we put, not we do the mitzvah. Put tefillin 1 minute. It means, you got the tefillin, you got the mitzvah, the effort to get it. That's what the Torah said. That gives the person a power to overcome the devil. Actually, the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu lo met. Read the Gemara says, Yaakov never died. It's Avram died, Yitzchak died, Yaakov never died. They buried him alive. What do you mean Yaakov didn't die? What do you mean he didn't die? He didn't die? I'll tell you why. Yaakov died, so-called, when he was 147. The episode with an angel, with the devil, with Malach HaMavet, he was 99. So at the age of 99, Yaakov was able to overcome him. And he asked Yaakov, release me. So can you imagine, he comes to Yaakov at age 147, he says, here I am to take your neshama. Yaakov said, don't you have experience with me already? Don't you remember what I did to you 48 years ago? What's wrong with you? That's what Gemara says, Yaakov didn't die. He never died. Actually, the Gemara said you should know the fight between Yaakov and the angel occurred on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, that angel came down. What does he want? He doesn't want the Chashmonim should find the can. He doesn't want Bet Hamikdash. On Tisha B'Av, that's the first episode that happened on Tisha B'Av. Fight between Yaakov and the Satan, that actually that Satan at the end represents Rome. And Rome burns like a Bet HaMikdash. Exactly what it is. And that's what the Torah tells you, the story about an angel fighting with Yaakov. He doesn't know who Yaakov is. Some Rishonim say he doesn't know. He asks Yaakov, what's your name? I said, what's my name? He said, you don't understand. I'm here to prevent you to take the cans. Happened to be that when I came down and I saw the cans, I knew those cans will grant you with holiday of Hanukkah. I knew it. I didn't want anybody to touch it. You came down, and now I see you, and I looked at you, I don't know your name, but I saw that you did not pay your neder. You said you're going to give Hashem donation, never gave it. I don't even know your name. I'm not fighting Yaakov. I'm fighting the cans. The whole fight was about the cans. And actually he asked Yaakov, what is your name? I don't know your name. And I said, my name is Yaakov. He said, oh, your name is Yaakov. Okay, what do you want? He said, I want Esav to agree that I should walk him at HaMikdash. This is my job. This is my job because I want to let them know I'm at HaMikdash. Because that shows that Hashem is Hashem. Because the Shekhinah Shekhinah Israel. And therefore, comes the Gemara and says, you know what Hanukkah is all about? It's the picture of oil. It's not the miracle we won the war. The war is nothing. You know why you won the war? Because those 13 Hashmonaim had so much energy inside them that they were able to chase hundreds of thousands of millions of soldiers. Says, where do you get it? Where do you get it? And I got it from Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu had this thing. He was fighting with an angel. On what? On the mitzvah. On the oil that he wants to pour. That's what Chachamim said, that this is Hanukkah. It's so important for us. It says, to overcome so-called the prosecutor upstairs. The Gemara says, this angel is the prosecutor upstairs. The delay in redemption and the difficulties that Israel have is only because of prosecutor. Prosecutor upstairs, bad angels, they are the responsible entities for our hardship in life. I said, how can you overcome this? The government says, you have to be like Yaakov. You have to be pure and holy, down to earth, never answer anybody, study Torah, help in Bet HaKnesset. Yaakov Avinu 14 years at night. He didn't go to sleep, he cleaned the Bet HaKnesset, he fixed everything. During the day, he learned. He says, 14 years he did. So what's the information that you have about Yaakov? I said, well, Yaakov, he said, he can overcome the Malach HaMavet. He can overcome. He never died. This is a lesson. This is just for us a guide. What is something to that we can save? So called Mechavlei Mashiach. I said the Gemara says before Mashiach come, who knows the gezerot you can have? I said, what? How are you going to be saved, Mechavlei Mashiach? I said Yaakov Avinu. I said the Suda Shlishit, the Vit on Shabbat is connected to Yaakov Avinu. This is the Kavanah that you see in Suda Shlishit is Inatzel Mechavlei Mashiach, to be saved from the difficult times, that who knows what might happen before Mashiach comes. Who knows? Some Chachamim said, I don't want to be around when Mashiach comes. I don't want to be. I don't know if I'll be able to take inside me to look what's going to happen. Says the Gemara, look. Yaakov Avinu had a dream. In the dream, he saw the angel of Greece. Home, Greece. It's going up. It's going up 180 steps and it falls down. Why does it fall down? It falls down because eventually Hashem will grant us Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah all about? The oil. Which oil? The oil that really Yaakov went to get and crossed the brook to go back. I says that the oil is going to Hashem, because of that oil Hashem granted us the Hanukkah, says the Gemara. Hashem swore to Yaakov, you're going to have Hanukkah because you were looking for the camp. But this is when Yaakov saw, so-called, he looked with his eyes in the dream and he saw that angel climbs up 180 steps and falls down. Actually, the mitzvah of Hanukkah started when Yaakov saw the angel represent Greece going up and down. Therefore, the Gemara says, you should know mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. If you see the candles, if you see the menorah on, if you're not going to have the ability to light, you can say the bracha. This is because the mitzvah of Hanukkah started with the eyes, with the dream that Yaakov had. Eventually, later, was because of the can. But before the can already, Yaakov knew everything. That's why Yaakov poured oil on the monument. Because why were you pouring oil? Because oil in Beit HaMikdash, Yaakov said, this is going to be Beit HaMikdash. And here I'm pouring oil. Because in Beit HaMikdash, the most important part is oil. And this is the Kavanah. The Chachamim said you should try to light a menorah with oil on Hanukkah. And remember, the root of Hanukkah is Yaakov Avinu. It's not what happened 2200 years ago with Hashmonaim. This was already a result of Yaakov's effort to teach us how much effort we have to do for the mitzvah. Chachamim said that what Hanukkah will stay after Mashiach will come, even though the Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, maybe Yom Kippur will not stay. Because Hanukkah was made, was given to us because of the effort of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was ready to give his life lost in the dark to the other side to get those cans. Hashem said, that is all Hanukkah. That's what Chachamim say, that he expected Geulah Shlema from Rabbi Aminu b'Hanukkah Amin Ken Yeratzon. Amen.